Now, six previously unseen and unpublished letters from revolutionary hero, 1916 hero Roger Casement to a German journalist are to be offered at the Bonhams Auction House in London on Wednesday next, March 29th. Before going on air, I spoke to Kieran O'Boyle, Bonham Heads, who is the head of Bonhams for Ireland and Northern Ireland. He'll tell me why these letters are so important.
Well, firstly, I suppose these are unseen and newly discovered letters by Roger Casement. And the fact that they're, I suppose, unpublished, you know, they contain information that we're not really aware of before. And they also, I suppose, as well as correspondence in this nature does, give a kind of personal feelings of the author, in this case, Casement, and what's going on with them at the time. And, you know, these particular ones were written in Germany, when Casement was in Germany. He was there from 1914 to 1916. So the letters were written between 1915 and March 1916. So, you know, in that pivotal period of Irish history, building up to the Easter Rising, Casement was in Germany at the time trying to get German support for rebellion and to put together an Irish brigade over there. So Casement letters are rare to come across in any case. But these are, you know, very important and fascinating because they detail his frustrations at the lack of progress that he was experiencing in Germany. And also, equally, you know, he was suspicious maybe of German good faith at the time.
Who was he writing to?
He was writing to a confidant of his who was a German journalist called Max Carstensen. Max Carstensen wrote for a German newspaper that Casement sometimes wrote for himself and was getting money that way. These letters have actually come to light because Carstensen later, in 1921, after Casement's death, sent the letters to another individual called David Somerville. And some of those family held on to these letters, and they've come to us through the family.
Huge risk being taken by him.
Huge risk, and I suppose that was part of his strategy, you know, and along the lines of, you know, England's difficulty was Ireland's opportunity, you know, with the First World War taking place at the time. It was thought that the Germans could help out or be an ally to the Irish cause. And Casement was, I suppose, instrumental in, you know, building relationships, I suppose, between the Germans and the Irish at that time when he was in Germany. The other thing that come to light, I suppose, during these letters, that Casement did work, you know, as I said, he was trying to put together an Irish brigade, so he worked hard to try and improve the conditions of Irish volunteers in Germany at the time, and even went as far as buying them all boots from his own money, which comes out in the letters as well, and I suppose is a nice personal touch.
I note in this correspondence with Max Carstensen that Casement would have preferred a peaceful situation, a solution, I should say, to the situation in Ireland.
Yeah, and that's interesting in itself, you know, that he is over there, he is, you know, he's trying to get together a band of Irish volunteers and help, but, you know, I suppose his ideal solution is expressed in this, in these letters when he says, "Peace, not war. It really is against my grain to appeal to England or admit there is a better England. But it does exist. If only we get Englishmen to see the criminals are Asquith Gray and co, there might be hope of sanity coming again." So the letters are full of quotes like that, and, you know, I suppose the idealist sort of nature of Casement at the time, and he wanted to, you know, he would have obviously preferred a peaceful outcome and solution to the situation in Ireland, as he says. And what also comes across in the letters is actually, you know, they are just before the months leading up to the Easter Rising, and Casement really does believe that it's going to be a failed rebellion without German aid. And as he's heading off and back to Ireland on the German U-boat, he's You know, we get to learn that, you know, he is about to come back and try and dissuade the Republican leaders from going ahead with the Easter Rising, because he does, as I said, believe that it's going to be a failed rebellion. We know that he never gets to deliver that message, and your Kerry listeners will know that he arrives at Bannistrand and was arrested at Casement Tower and subsequently executed for treason.
What sort of character does he come across in the letters that he sent to this German journalist? Caseman's character, what sort of man does he come across as?
A proud Irishman interested in Ireland's cause at the time. Kerr Stinson writes actually a covering letter to David Somerville when he hands over these letters, and he describes him as a bit naive. But I think that's unfair on Casement. You know, as I said, the story, he was a kind individual and, you know, had previously been knighted actually for his work on human rights in Peru. So he was an individual, I suppose, that cared for people and for causes and wanted to do better for the people around him, and particularly the Irish people and the Irish volunteers that were there in Germany at the time. And I thought that came through in the story of him buying the boots for the Irish volunteers over in Germany out of his own pocket and working hard to improve their situation there.
And you really feel that the tone of these letters, that he's absolutely convinced in his correspondence with this German journalist, Max Carstensen, that without German support, the Irish revolt, the Irish rebellion will fail?
That's what's expressed in the letters, yeah, and certainly towards the end, that's his thinking behind this. But, you know, he wants the Germans on board, but he is frustrated with the lack of progress and is, you know, suspicious maybe of their goodwill and good intention, but, you know, it's not, all is not what it seems. And we see that in the end, and that he's disappointed with the amount of arms that they gave to the Irish cause. It seems that their talk was bigger than what eventually came through.
The last letter was March 6, 1916, just over a month before Casement arrived at Bannistrand and his subsequent arrest. What's the tone of that last letter? Is it again this sense of we are doomed, the Germans have promised but they haven't delivered? Is it possible to describe the tone of that final letter from Roger Casement to this German journalist, Max Carstensen?
I suppose it's a poignant and serious tone to the letter, and is, you know, as you rightly say there, he expresses his concern for the rebellion and that without German support that we're doomed to fail. So it's something we haven't, you know, it's good to see from a historian point of view to see these personal and poignant thoughts set out in words.
The sale is taking place on March 29th, on Wednesday, March 29th. So that's coming up in the next number of days or so. There's an estimated value they're expected to fetch between £4,000 and £6,000 sterling. You expect a lot of interest.
Yeah, as you say, the sale will be next week, next Wednesday, 29th. It will be held in London, and we have an estimate of 4,000 to 6,000 sterling on the collection of letters. So there's 600 letters in this collection. At that level, as I've said before, the Casement letters are rare, so we would expect competitive bidding. We would expect, I suppose, for potential bidding from this island, and we'll very much hope that, you know, we could get some institutions interested in, national institutions, and that they would potentially have a purchaser back home.
So that these letters would come into the hands of the state, so that there would be something there for Irish people to access.
Absolutely. I mean, that would be the most favourable outcome for us. I mean, if we could sell them back to the state here, and we have flagged it to the state that they are coming up for sale. So it would be wonderful to see them coming back home and in the state's hands, and potentially there for Irish people to access. But in the meantime, if people did want to access the letters and have a look at them, they're there on our own website, bonhams.com. And, you know, we have a detailed description on them and images.
And we've been speaking to there to Kieran O'Boyle, head of Ireland and Northern Ireland for Bonhams, the auction house, who next Wednesday will be selling previously unpublished and unseen letters from Roger's casement sent in during the period 1915 to 1916 to a friend of his, a German journalist. And they're going to be auctioned next week in London. If you've any views on this, Kieran said he hopes that the state will acquire them so that the letters, these valuable insights into the character of an outstanding historical figure in Irish history will remain here in Ireland. If you have a view, do get in touch. And I should say, at the moment, the letters were held in the UK as they were passed down from a descendant of a UK diplomat who the German journalist who was writing, Casement was writing to, he sent on the letters to this British diplomat who passed them down onto his family. But there is hope, as you've heard there from Kieran O'Boyle, that the letters may be acquired by the Irish state.